What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm ahead of my talking points list, so we can take a lot more phone calls. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andy, are you there? Going once, going
twice. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You're there?
Yeah, no, hey, you almost lost me. I just almost fell off the end of the... What I wanted to say is, first and foremost, you are one of the best talk show hosts on the news. I listen to news all day long. You know, I go through that whole barrage of patriotic news, and you deliver it straight. No punches, nothing. You just give it right up. But what my call is about... I think Donald Trump really needs to use the Margaret Singer thing with Hillary Clinton. She's given up so much. She's praised Margaret Singer and whatnot, and he can secure the black vote if he just slams that.
Well, it's Margaret Sanger, not Singer.
That's
a very good point for Trump and for Trump supporters to bring up. Because Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood and was on record as saying Planned Parenthood was originally about reducing the population of blacks in this country.
And along with eugenics.
It was eugenics. And, you know, a lot of people, they look at World War II history and Hitler wanted to, have race hygiene and the Aryan, producer, the superior Aryan. And most people don't understand that Adolf Hitler got most of his ideas from the American eugenics movement of the 1930s. And it was because of how Hitler abused the idea and the negative connotations that the eugenics movement was basically forced to go underground following the end of World War II. But they've never quite gone away. And one of the questions I always have is Black Lives Matter is out there saying, well, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Instead of protesting the police, why aren't you protesting Planned Parenthood? Because they're killing a lot more black people than the police are.
Or Hillary Clinton for her endorsement. I mean, for crying out loud. I think she's going to lose. I think we have a very strong candidate in Donald Trump. You go back to 1988 when he was on Oprah Winfrey. He said, no, I really don't think I'll run for president. But you know what? If things get worse, I'm going to step up to the plate. And things got worse, and he stepped up to the plate. And I really admire the gentleman, and I don't see any flaws in him. He's a businessman. He's done some things that may not be completely ethical, but he just used the system that was put in place, and he did what he had to do to get where he's at. And I admire the gentleman, and I really hope he wins. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope Trump wins as well. Like I said, if we get to November and the ballot has Hillary Clinton and Godzilla, the lizard will be getting my vote. Donald Trump's attractiveness is because he comes from the world of business. And yes, he's had some bankruptcies, but at least he got up there and tried to start a company. If you look at everybody else in Washington, D.C., they've spent their entire lives being lawyers and politicians, and all they know how to do is take money away from one group and give it to a bunch of cronies, and that's all they know how to do. And the politicians as a class lie from morning till night, like they're carries out there saying air conditioners are a bigger threat to America than ISIS. And, Donald Trump comes out of the world of business, where if there is no counterparty trust, if you have a reputation for not keeping your word, you're out of business. And that's in stark contrast to what's going on in Washington, D.C. Now, going into this contest between now and November, you look at Hillary Clinton and all the baggage she's carrying, the travel office firings, Hillary Care, Cattle Futures Trades, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, Arkansas Development Finance Authority, Benghazi, her private email server, the collusion with the DNC to steal the nomination away from Bernie Sanders, who was clearly more popular. All of that stuff is following Hillary Clinton. Then you look at Donald Trump, and what have they really found about him? He made the illegal immigrants feel unwelcome. And that's basically all they've got. And the desperation of Hillary and her people against Donald Trump, I think, is illustrated by that ridiculous lawsuit that was filed originally in, I think it was either Nevada or California, where there was this woman who claimed that Donald Trump had raped her when she was 13 out on Jeff Epstein's Orgy Island. And it fell apart because the address given in the lawsuit was a boarded up house. The phone number for the plaintiff was disconnected and had belonged to a dentist before that. Nobody could actually find this alleged female victim of Donald Trump. And so the court threw the case out, and now they've tried to refile it in New Jersey, but it's still got the same problem. Nobody can actually find the supposed plaintiff. But it's just out there to generate headlines. Oh, Donald Trump has been sued for tap dancing barefoot on shag carpeting on Shrove Tuesday, and whatever else they can say about him, and just hoping the headlines will convey the message, even though there's no substance behind it. But take a look at those Democratic National Committee emails and all the dirty tricks they were playing against Bernie Sanders, and then understand they're doing exactly the same thing against Donald Trump. Those DNC emails said they infiltrated Sanders' campaign to cause problems. They had at least one mole deep inside, and it's a guarantee they've done exactly the same thing to Donald Trump. You need to remember, one of Hillary Clinton's earliest jobs in the government, she served on the Watergate committee investigating Richard Nixon and the committee to re-elect the president. And she got fired for lying and unethical behavior. But during that time, she got a world-class education in political dirty tricks from the feet of the master, Richard Nixon. And they've been playing every single one of those ever since. All right, we got to take a moment here to shout out to our on-air affiliates that are rejoining our network. We're taking phone calls and talking about politics and corruption. We're talking about the Democratic National Committee emails, which showed how Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee were sabotaging Bernie Sanders and understanding that they're going to be doing exactly the same thing against Donald Trump. They're just going to make up stories and try and get them headline coverage with the complicit media, even though there's nothing to back any of it up. And Hillary is trying to make the Democratic National Committee emails go away. She's trying to make her own private email server, and the possibility that, well, possibility. Comey said these secrets were out there for foreign governments to take. Comey admitted Hillary committed felony violations of Title 18. She wants that to go away. She wants Benghazi to go away. She wants the $6 billion that vanished from the State Department while she was Secretary of State to go away. And she's out there back to those well-worn canards, vote for me because I'm a woman. That's it. I'm a woman. You should vote for me because I'm a woman. And what is really amazing is how many brain-dead people are out there actually thinking that should be the final determination. But you need to go on back and remember in 2008, when everybody was out there saying, vote for Barack Obama because he's a black man and it's time we had a black president. And look what we got. Obamacare, NSA spying, more wars, a crashed economy. It's time for the American people to raise their expectations a little bit and stop voting for the political statement or the fashion statement and actually look for qualifications. We need to return this country to meritocracy as a form of government. Those best able to do the job should have the job, not a quota system, not an affirmative action system where we got to have one of every kind. We need a true meritocracy in this country or we're not going to be able to compete with the rest of the world. So, Andy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch to Janus in Tokyo. Ohio gozaimasu. What's Hi, on your
Michael. Mind? Hi, Michael. As being in Tokyo, I appreciate your political affinity for a big lizard.
Yes.
I take exception to your last caller calling you one of the best voices out there to give the truth. Mm-hmm. You are the best, not one of the best.
Let's not quibble.
But I do take exception to a previous caller who said that he felt disenfranchised by the DNC. He was a big Bernie supporter. I believe that he was disenfranchised by Bernie himself. I don't think Bernie had the testicular fortitude, or as they say in Japanese, nutsack, to really go after Hillary the way that Donald Trump did. And I think Bernie disenfranchised himself.
Well, I have to agree. Well, there is no question because of the released DNC emails. There is absolutely no question. Bernie Sanders was the victim of DNC bias. and outright active sabotage by the DNC, Hillary, and the corporate media. That being said, I agree with you because all the way back in that first Democratic debate, where Bernie Sanders got up, and I guess he was trying to take the high road and saying, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the email server. If he'd gone after that during that debate with the same energy as a Donald Trump, he'd be the nominee right now. And that is a big,
I totally agree.
Failing. Now, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters are very angry with him because of what they see as his betrayal by endorsing Hillary Clinton. And in the wake of the release of these emails, his refusal to retract his endorsement, a lot of people are thinking that Bernie sold out. He's got some kind of a deal. One story we're hearing is that he's under consideration as the next permanent head of the Democratic National Committee. But one thing is guaranteed from this, and that is that Hillary is not going to be able to lure the Bernie Sanders voters in behind her. Even before this DNC email scandal broke, there were almost half of the Bernie Sanders supporters saying that they were going to cross party lines and vote for Donald Trump rather than vote for Hillary. And now it's going to be a lot, lot worse.
It's great because all the email stuff and everything is coming back to bite her in the derriere. But I want to talk about the refugee crisis.
Okay.
I think it's a lot more serious in these terrorist attacks that you see in Nice and Germany. I think it's really coming down to countries are going to disappear. If you take a look at Sweden, where they right now they have like 25% of the population of Muslims, and I don't have anything against Muslims personally, but 25% is quite a large number in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And in the future, I mean, so it'll be 50 and 75 and 100, and you won't even see a country like Sweden anymore.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Yeah, but
and
the
I just think that you really have to, like Trump, or you really got to put a stop on it, and like on immigration. Okay, you know, the people that already came, fine, you let them in, but you have to give them sensitivity training, and not the people in your own country sensitivity training to take in immigrants. I'm a legal immigrant in Japan, mm-hmm. and I've been here for 26 years, and I've accepted Japanese culture, and I abide by it. And I think people that want to immigrate to a different country, they have to abide by it, a different country. But
no
the
question.
Problem is going to be very serious in, I don't know, two or three generations. And that's basically all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you very much. I don't think it's going to last that long because this push to blur all of humanity together into one formless mass without any sense of cultural, historical, or original identity has blown up in their faces because it was based on this liberal political philosophy that you can control what's inside people's head by controlling the environment around them. That doesn't work. It's based on an intellectual fraud. This goes all the way back to Margaret Mead and Coming of Age in Samoa, which has been discredited. And yet, the entire political foundation of liberalism rests on this. We're seeing a huge pushback in all these countries. And a big part of it is because of these governments insisting that the indigenous populations who have been there suppress their own cultural identity to accommodate the newcomers. And that is really angering a lot of people. We're seeing it
sure
all
is,
over
and
Europe.
I think it's great that a lot of people are getting, you know, angered over this, because it's making a lot of people push back. And I think in the same way, like with Trump, just people are pushing back with, you know, 50 million Mexicans. And, you know, I have nothing against Mexicans also, but, you know, if they're legal, you know, I'm a legal immigrant.
I
went through all the steps.
Yeah, that's exactly the point that we're trying to make. We're not talking about being anti-immigrant, although the other side likes to say that. We don't have a problem with people who want to come to this country who go through the legal process. And all we ask is what President Theodore Roosevelt asked. When you come to our country, you adapt to our culture, you learn our language, you have respect for our history and our ways. That is perfectly reasonable. Now, when I was working in Europe back in the 1980s, I made a real effort to learn German and Italian, and I probably got laughed at a lot, but along with that came the respect that I'd made the effort. because, unfortunately, a lot of my fellow Americans, especially those from Texas, came in with the attitude of, well, everybody ought to speak English. And yes, in Europe, most people did. But it was the attitude problem that was displayed. And if people want to come here through the legal immigration process, welcome. I hope you're not disappointed by the reality behind the propaganda. But yeah, you come in here and you adapt to our culture. You adapt to our language. We will respect your right to your own privacy and your religion. But don't come on in here and scream that, you know, you want all the Christians to go away and the women all have to dress according to the way they do back in your home. That's just plain rude. And it is
Michael, it's not rude. It's global warming. You know, it gets hot out there once in a while.
Well,
anyway,
you know,
thank you very much for talking to you today, and I'll let you go and take a new caller.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch to Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine.
When you first heard about this this email leak, I would love to have seen your face because, you know, I mean, it's a fantastic thing. Hillary Clinton just lost the White House, if she even had a chance at all. And, you know, that's basically all I want to say. And I was really calling to congratulate you, you know, because I know, you know, how damaging her and her husband have been to your career. Thanks a lot for all you do. Thank you very much, Mike.
Well, thank you very much as well. Now, I would advise against anybody resting on their laurels. Yes, the DNC emails are damaging to Hillary and the DNC, and they're already starting to find some underlings to fling under the bus, like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But Hillary is still out there, and she could still try and steal November with all that massive election fraud. And if that doesn't work, I'm still very, very concerned that there will be a serious assassination attempt on Donald Trump, because the people who are behind Hillary are the very worst of our society, the narcocracy. And they will not hesitate. If they think they can get away with it, they will definitely take Donald Trump out. And I just hope his security is just Johnny on the spot. You know, he's got to know that he is risking his life by taking on the narcocracy the way he is. Okay? We're going to switch over here to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Mike. I have five questions, okay? And I'll hang up and listen off the air.
Okay.
The first one is this. All these aspiring public officials who aspire to public office, including the presidency and all that, shouldn't they be required to take a drug test or pass background checks?
I agree.
My second question is, how can this woman, Hillary Clinton, make such stupid statements about gun bans, banning completely firearms from our society, when numerous Supreme Court decisions declare this to be a fundamental constitutional right, which is not negotiable or is not debatable? Okay, a right is a right. My third question is, why isn't somebody taking the TSA to court for violating people's constitutional rights? I'm talking about a constitution-free zone, just like the gun-free zones. Why isn't anybody making a class action suit against these people? Because I heard your story about your wife's panties being stolen from the suitcase and all the groping going on at the airports and all that stuff. So I was wondering, doesn't anybody have a class action suit against the Homeland Security and the TSA as a whole? Because this is completely ridiculous. I mean, I'm reading these reports, and I can't believe that this is happening. But I do. I know they are. But they are happening. And my last two questions. Did you see that video with Alex Jones and the Young Turks, Cheng Uyghur? It was on YouTube, I believe. And I believe that Alex Jones really went over the top, provoking the guy. I watch his shows too. And I read his website. But I believe that what Alex Jones did was completely over the top. He shouldn't have done that. And he literally invaded this guy's space there, jumped on him, and the guy responded accordingly. And my last question, which I don't know
can
if you can answer
can you
that,
hold? Can you hold?
With, has to do with...
Can, Mike,
yeah?
we got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these few words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil. And Mike, before you go on to the rest of the questions, let's go back and address a couple of things that you said. First of all, I'm absolutely in agreement. Politicians should be subjected to regular drug and alcohol tests, just the same way that they do with, for example, pilots. Because these politicians, when they're in Congress and in the White House, they're making decisions that affect all of our lives, and we, the American people, have every right to demand that they be in their best mental abilities when they do that. And so I'm fully
in agreement. The cops should do the same thing.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with the cops are the prescription antidepressants, and we have to basically establish in the public mind that those prescription antidepressants are not helpful, they cause more harm than good. Then we can go back and say, all right, it's time to be checking the cops on these prescription antidepressants. But I'm talking about illegal drugs and excess alcohol. We have every right to know that the person in the cockpit of our passenger jet is stone cold sober, and we have every right to know that the members of Congress and the occupant of the White House and the Supreme Court are stone cold sober when they're making decisions that affect our lives. Now, you went on to talk about how the government is ignoring the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you need to understand the narcocracy doesn't want there to be a Constitution or a Bill of Rights. Remember when George Bush was joking about how much easier things would be if it was a dictatorship, as long as he was the dictator? And then there was that other report, this report where he came on out and he called the Constitution a blankety-blank piece of paper. And that is really the attitude that has infected the upper levels of Washington, D.C. They don't want to have to play by the rules we, the people, put on them. They think they're above the rules. They certainly should be above the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, FBI Director Comey and Attorney General Loretta Lynch just put on display to the entire nation that above a certain level in our society, you can commit treason and murder and not be charged for it.
And get away with it scot-free, yeah. But still, this does not impede, for example, like Judicial Watch filing a class action suit on behalf of the people who have been traumatized by the treatment they have received at various U.S. airports. And, well, it's been a while since I've been to the United States. I live in Brazil now for many, many years. And nothing like this happens here. I mean, you're just passing through the regular metal detector, and that's it. You're allowed to carry pocket knives. You're allowed to carry everything that which is banned in the United States. Now, my last question is, I'm not sure if you can answer this. Maybe some of the listeners can help me with this. I'm a fan of the AR-16 or AR-10. I wonder, what is the going price right now for an AR-10 chambered for the 308 NATO?
I have no idea.
You know this because I know you don't own any firearms.
Wait a minute.
Somebody out there in the audience might be able to help me with this. I don't know. Years ago, I used to have an AR-10T chamber for the 308. I paid about $2,000. Now, I don't know how much. This has been like 20 years ago. Now, I don't know how much it goes for. So somebody out there, please help me out with this question. Okay, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up now.
All right, well, thank you very much, and the honest truth is I don't actually know what any of these modern firearms go for. My interest in firearms is confined to black powder and building from scratch, which, again, that's going back 20 years on my part. I'd like to have a modern firearm, but at my age, I really don't want to see a violent revolution in the streets of this country. And I am hoping that we're going to go through this transition much the way the Soviet Union did, where the USSR collapses and they form the new Russian republics and life is better. And I really think that if we stay focused on the important issues here and not resort to violence, not give the government an excuse to declare a national emergency and martial law, that Washington, D.C. is going to do just what the USSR did, collapse from its own internal rot and corruption, and they will go away, and we will form a new nation rededicated to those principles in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So I know I've got another caller, but we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to not take this phone call until after the commercial, so we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Art, off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Before I get into what I called about, to answer a couple questions for that previous caller there, the AR-10, I don't know about other parts of the country, but around here where I'm at, they're running anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000.
Wow.
A very expensive piece of hardware there. I
hate to be this way. If I had $5,000, I'd be buying a newer car. I wouldn't be spending it on a gun.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sinking it into a firearm, believe me. He also said something about, you know, in reference to gun-free zones. Unfortunately, the board op answered the phone at the very point where he was making this comment. So it almost sounded like he was asking about constitution-free zones. They
yes.
do exist. It's a 100-mile swath that completely runs the entire border of the continental United States.
Okay, so we're exempt here in Hawaii because I was under the impression the 100-mile applied to all
international... No, it includes Hawaii and Alaska.
That's, Well, that means the entire state. We don't have any place in the state that's more than 100 miles away from the shoreline.
Right. And, of course, Alaska as well. But on the continental United States, it's a 100-mile swath that follows the border all the way around, and that includes both coastlines. All right. Anyway, what I called in about. First of all, this whole thing with the emails and the DNC and all of that, look, Hillary has already established her capabilities when it comes to email. So none of this should be a big surprise. However, the fact that even after Debbie Wasserman Blabbermouth Schultz stepped down or was ousted, whatever, from the DNC, from her position at the DNC, isn't it interesting that Miss Clinton or Mrs. Clinton or whatever you want to call her turns right around and hires Schultz as a consultant? This goes to a lot to clarify this woman's character here. And on the comment that you made a little while ago about, is it possible that Clinton could try to steal the elections like she did during the primaries going against Bernie? Well, gee, let's go back to George Bush Jr. and the ballot fraud that we all know took place when he was going against Gore. Hello? Election stealing? Really? This is nothing new for anyone. And your question about, or your comment about, is it possible that if Trump gets in or really poses a threat, could Clinton take him out? Well, Mike, you yourself know, and you've mentioned this many times, we have a list of 48 names, among which are the one that you love to mention more than anyone else, Vince Foster.
Yes.
Everyone who's ever crossed the Clintons.
Absolutely. Now, obviously,
hang on.
Art. Okay, first of all, calm down because you're yelling in my ears and I'm getting a headache. First of all, you need to understand that a lot of the other Clinton dead bodies didn't realize they were targets, like Mayor Mahoney at her Starbucks, Ron Brown on that flight, Commerce flight. Vince Foster inside the safety and security of the White House itself. The difference here is Donald Trump understands, or certainly his security people understand, he is a major, major target. And one of the things I think Trump did that was really smart is he's got his own security operating inside the Secret Service protective detail. Because we all know how the Secret Service stood down for the JFK assassination. We all know how Indira Gandhi was murdered by her own security detail. And so Trump is taking some major, major precautions. There's also another factor. If they make an attempt on Donald Trump and fail, the sympathy factor is going to work in his favor.
Absolutely will. And I'll tell you what, man, if anybody on the Trump team, or like any of you staffers who are working for Trump and you actually have a chance to talk to him, if you guys are listening, I'm looking for a job. I'd make a really good bodyguard. I would love to be Donald Trump's bodyguard.
Well, when Donald Trump is president, I want head of NASA, and my first order would be to have all the ground crews dress up like apes every time an astronaut was returning to Earth.
Well, if he does get to be president and the job position comes up, I want to be his gardener. Anyway, thanks, man. I'm out of here. Have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Fred in Utah. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike.
Yes.
Do you hear me? Okay. You know, I was going to say something about Congressman Traficant from Ohio, who was a Democrat for younger generation, I'm saying this. And then he drove the Democrats crazy in the Congress's floor, thanks to C-SPAN. We could watch it live. He many times made Democrats so angry because he would vote with Republicans. At any rate, I think it was about NAFTA. One time he was talking that himself, C-SPAN played that three times. And he said that about NAFTA, he started his speech in the Senate floor and said that my Democratic political prostitutes, and also I want to tell my Republican political prostitutes that this NAFTA is going to shaft us.
Yes.
And people, they got so angry, the Republican and Democrat in the Congress's floor. So he said, that when I walked out to the bathroom, they attacked me in the hallway. And
yes.
I think one of those people that attacked him was this governor of Ohio. So attack him that you must apologize for what you said live on television. So he said, I had to go back and so I started apologizing, and I told that to all of my Democratic political prostitutes and to my Republican political prostitutes that I disturbed them by telling the truth. I apologize. So God bless him, he's dead, but when Donald Trump was talking about a lot of some factual things, nobody wants to talk about it, like treatment of vets, and he didn't say that there are 65,000 vets from Iraq and Afghanistan. Now they are homeless. But I remembered Trafficant's statement that he was so funny man, but very truthful. And by the way, he was a former policeman. At any rate, that's all.
Yeah, well, he was also very much on board with the fact that the U.S. economy, even back when he was in Congress, the economy was being mismanaged and was hovering at the edge of bankruptcy.
Yeah, he said that you're selling the country.
Yeah, and here we are where, I mean, the Bureau of Land Management is stealing land left and right to be sold to other interests, like mm-hmm. that Russian uranium deal, which is linked in with Hillary's State Department. It's just a very, very ugly situation all the way around. And, yeah, Trafficant, it's a shame that people like him and Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney do get kicked out of Congress because
yeah,
those are the people we should have in there.
Mike, by the way, he saved the loss of the life of that guy, Dumagian or something, was an old man from Ohio that he was sent to Israel and he was convicted of being working in the Auschwitz or something by... Only testimony of few, maybe some years old ladies, mm-hmm. that, and then he went there, and then he was so active because he said, I have to, that's my duty to defend a person from Ohio. And Supreme Court of Israel said the man is innocent, and he came back to his family.
Well, they found evidence to prove that he wasn't anywhere near Auschwitz at the time. And then, of course, Israel turned around and charged him again for a completely different crime because you do not question that Holocaust orthodoxy. You know, if you're suspected of being linked to the Holocaust, it's such a serious crime. Even innocence shouldn't be a defense.
At any rate, I hope I'll die. I won't get to that age that I wouldn't recognize who is who.
All right. Anyway, well, listen, Fred, thanks enough. We're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about this new documentary that's out called Clinton Cash. It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Now, it was first released as a promotional item for Breitbart, where you would provide your email address for newsletter update. Then you would hit the play button, and it was played in three massive streams. Over at Breitbart, it has gone over 500,000 views in just 48 hours. 500,000. That's only at Breitbart because it's also out there on YouTube. And I just checked and there have been another 270,000 people who've seen that video on YouTube. So you need to look at that video. You need to share it with everybody that you know because you know Hillary's people are going to try and find some way to get that yanked off YouTube and hidden from the American people. And it's already having some effects because one of the things this documentary talks about is this questionable deal where Ericsson Telecommunication was apparently somehow being able to sell equipment to nations that were considered state sponsors of terrorism by Hillary's State Department. And yet somehow they were able to do business as usual. And there was a donation to the foundation involved in everything. And apparently, the CEO of Ericsson has just stepped down. He's getting out before the process servers show up on that one. Now, the Democratic National Committee has apparently decided that the economy, okay, the wars, okay, NSA spying, okay, Benghazi. The important thing, though, is they have just decided the women's restroom at the Democratic National Convention has been redeclared as an all-gender bathroom. That's their big accomplishment. Anybody can use whatever restroom they want, and then all it's going to take is one woman in that restroom being attacked by a man, and that's going to blow up in their face. Now, turning to the world of computers, Edward Snowden is developing a new phone case that will alert you automatically if your data is being accessed. And I'm not exactly sure what it's going to do. They've just announced this, but apparently they've been working on this for 3 years. It's a case for your phone that will automatically determine when somebody's trying to break into it. Now, we've been talking before about the problem of ransomware, and there's a new version out that isn't even real ransomware. They'll basically lock up your machine and demand a payment. You send in the payment. You never hear from them again. Your data is gone anyway. It's a big bluff. But on the regular ransomware, infection numbers were varying between 23,000 and 35,000 per month last year. Now it's up to 56,000 infections every month because of the arrival of Trojan CryptoLocker AF. And the payment demands have gone up. Last year, it was an average of around $294. Now it's up to almost $700. Where is the NSA in all of this? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? When you look at the number of infections and the price they're charging, that's a huge amount of money being sucked out of the American people. When you look at the hospitals who have been hit with ransomware and can't access their patient files in a timely manner, you're looking at people possibly dying from this. And the U.S. government looking the other way. Maybe this is like civil forfeiture. Maybe this is like, another government program to just loot the American people of their money. Maybe that's what the NSA's really been doing over in that little building out there in Utah. So, let's just do that. Now, over at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they do a lot of good work over there, they're suing the U.S. government over an over-application or misuse of the digital copyright law. And the rule is Section 1201 of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which makes it illegal for you to go into your own device and modify any of the protections in there. Now, yes, there are people who are going to do that for nefarious intent, but there are other people who would like to do it for perfectly reasonable reasons to do so. And again, I'll give you one good example. When I first set up this machine, it's got a Blu-ray player, I've got HD monitors, and I thought, I'll just watch a Blu-ray disc while I'm working. And then I ran smack into the fact that my monitors don't have this special chip that tells the Blu-ray player that they are monitors and not a copying device. Well, I don't have the money to go on out and buy two new high-def monitors with the added chip. And you have a lot of people, a lot of car enthusiasts, who like to modify their cars. And in order to do that, need to get into the software. And the question is, who owns that device? I own this computer and these monitors. The car enthusiasts own the car. There has to be a compromise position. Instead of this idea of the computers inside your products don't belong to you and you're just going to have to get used to that. But they have gone completely overboard. I mean, we've got Hillary Clinton putting American secrets on a weak private email server. Nobody does anything about it. We've got people who want to, enjoy their own Blu-rays on their own computers and their own monitors, and it's a crime if I try and figure out a way to get this system to work together. It is ridiculous. Now, here's an interesting little story. This is from the Telegraph. Actually, it was reported in a couple of different places. There was another article over at Ars Technica, and it has to do with dark matter, which is not a Johnny Depp movie. And they're basically announcing that they've had this hugely expensive experiment set up to confirm the presence of dark matter, and they've drawn a complete blank. Now, why is this significant? Well, it goes back to that idea of a Big Bang creation of the universe, which was actually postulated not by a scientist, but by a Catholic monk. George Lemaître, based on Hubble's observation of the redshift in the sky. And by the way, Hubble himself did not say the redshift means the universe is expanding. He just said there's a redshift. It's a constant based on distance. We can use it to estimate distance to objects too far away for triangulation and parallax. George Lemaître, this Catholic monk, said, oh, the universe must be expanding. That means there's a supreme moment of creation, and science has proved that there's God, and blah, 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 blah. The problem is there are a lot of inconsistencies in the theory of the Big Bang. The math doesn't actually work out in terms of the observations in the sky. And so I'll explain why this is significant when we come back to the last segment of our program today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the latest effort to prove the existence of what is called dark matter. And it has failed miserably. And the reason they're out there looking for it has to do with the growing number of problems in the theory of the Big Bang. And I've written an article about this. The Big Bang is just religion disguised as science. And the problem is that astronomers or cosmologists looking out into the universe have an estimate for what they think the mass of the visible universe is, and from that it's gravity, and then they look at the relative motions that they think these objects are going through because of the red shift, and the math doesn't work out. There needs to be much more mass than what they're able to see, and so they came up with this idea of a new type of matter called dark matter. Basically, it's a 20th century equivalent of the theory of epicycles. They've just come up with this to try and reconcile the preferred theory of the origin of the universe with what they're actually detecting with their instruments. So they spent something huge amounts of money. I'm looking for the number. I had the price here. 7 million pounds sterling on this ultra-sensitive detector, and it came up absolutely nothing. 0000. And you need to look at the history of science. Now, I'm very pro-science. I come out of a science background. But I understand scientists are individually corruptible. They can be victims of their own religious beliefs. And they can lose their objectivity. And there are so many problems with the theory of the Big Bang. And this is just more and more confirmation. They need to go back and question that first assumption rather than try and go on building these more expensive experiments which fail to actually support their pet theory. And we need to go back and look at first principles. It's scientific method. If your experiment in the real world doesn't match your theory exactly, the theory is the problem. Whether it's the Big Bang, human-caused global warming, the safety and efficacy of vaccines, GMO. One of the biggest problems we have with science today is because of corporate and political and religious influence, is it stopped being scientific. And we need to get back to that. Because science does not answer to political will or corporate influence or religious belief. It never has. There is no way to reconcile science and religion. They're polar opposites. One is all based on faith, and the other is based on observation and determination of the real world. Look at how long that theory of epicycles lasted. 400 years. Science's longest running scientific goof of all was the theory of epicycles. And they stayed with it and they pounded on it because they didn't want to go back and question that belief that the Earth was the center of the cosmos. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show now. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay skeptical, stay informed, share what you know with everybody that you know. Thanks to everybody who's donating to keep us in the fight against the corporate media. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.